Now, Tom, before we get into the game itself, your thoughts on Orlando's floor?
It's pretty good. It's one of the better ones I think I've seen. Like the, I don't ever really like the Magic's branding. It's right. I don't like their pinstripes. I don't like the baby blue and silver. But I'm watching. Is this Cleveland's floor or Philly's floor that's come up on the screen right now? I think it's Philly. That's too much. But I think the Magic did an okay job for their all season. I don't know. Their all season attempt. It's okay. It's yeah. I've seen worse. I think. You?
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's okay. I'm not sold on the floors just yet. I'm not, you know, Jaylen Brown. I haven't played on the floor and slip and slide it around the court. But I don't know. There's a gimmicky nature to it, but it seems like each city didn't have much say in what they could do. Like there wasn't a lot of creative control, like the city jersey. And I would have been happy with more creative control. Like when the Raptors do their welcome to Toronto, I think that floor is better than the in-season tournament floor personally.
That's fair. It's stuff is usually better when it's like farmed out to each individual franchise, because then each individual franchise cares about what their stuff looks like. If it's all going through some centralized bureaucracy, you're going to have some weak links.
Yeah, we wouldn't know anything about bureaucracy in this
town. No.
Okay, well, let's talk about this game. What pops out for me is that these are supposed to be, you know, two of the best seven defenses in the league, and I'm not sure I'm seeing that from the Toronto Raptors. What are you seeing from the Orlando Magic outside of their size that is giving this Raptors team a real struggle on our offensive end, but it's making the Magic look really good on their defensive end?
They're definitely playing with more force than the Raptors have been, and playing with just a better bench. I thought the Raptors bench was brutal tonight. Precious really had some tough possessions and tough defensive possessions too. He kind of was the man to defend the rim in one possession, and he just kind of noped out of it and went to follow his dude on the perimeter, and I think it ended up with a dunk or a layup. Anyway, they've been playing with force, and like Suggs is good. They've got good defensive guards who are just tough and scrappy. I think Suggs early on got switched out off on Siakam, and they were trying to post him, and he just scrambled it away, and it ended up with a turnover and Orlando pushing the other way. So they've just been making all the kind of tough, gritty hustle plays, which isn't unexpected. Like that's their calling card as a team, right? But they're also hitting threes, and like you said, Toronto is not so much being the tough, gritty defensive team tonight.
No, their bench is combined with 32 points on 70% shooting. That's going to beat teams most nights.
Yeah, who knew Mo Wagner was going to be the killer this game, right? He's been good. Yeah.
Yeah, Gary Harris, a perfect 3-for-3 as well. It's not the starters, although they've been solid too, but our starters have been able to match their stars. It's really been their bench, which apparently is a top three bench in the league.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense as you say it. Like they've got like Cole Anthony's a nice scoring guard. They've got good size back there. They've got enough. Jonathan Isaac kind of looks, I don't know if he'll ever turn into an offensive weapon now that he's had so many leg injuries, but he looks spry and scary defensively still. So they got dudes.
Yeah. We've certainly turned over the ball more times than we'd want to. Our three-point shooting hasn't hasn't been great. It's not been the worst it's been this mm-hmm. season, but what, you know, I guess it's 50%. We'll take that. But if we're going to turn this game around in the second half, what are, you know, a couple of things that you need to see them do to make this happen?
The turnover, getting rid of the turnovers would be nice. It, like, I think we've talked about before, I don't mind the turnovers if they're trying stuff, if they're whipping the ball around and getting creative, but they've just had some dumb ones again tonight. Like, OG just dropped a pass in the middle of the floor. Scotty whipped one out of bounds. Scotty just bobbled the ball and let it dribble away. Precious just let Mo Wagner rip the ball away from him and get a layup. Yeah, so less of those. That would be good. And then, yeah, just force. Just play hard, play physical, get into them. I think you can dare them to shoot a little bit, but not when it's like off of no pressure, no action on the Raptors' part. So if they're having to take threes after 20 seconds on the shot clock and it's kind of desperation, then that's what I want to see. I don't want to see them getting clean looks because they can kind of just get what they want.
I've seen now three games in a row, I think, where Jakob Poeltl's been shooting like 80% from the field. How is this guy that efficient? Like, what has he been able to do today, but what does he do in general that makes him so efficient? He's 4 or 5 from the field tonight as well.
I don't know. He doesn't dunk the ball a lot, right? Like, he just it's all little floaters and layups. But I just great hands and great just sense of the bucket, I guess. He's kind of magical that way. They kind of got back into the game by not playing him and playing a right. small lineup. But I thought he was good in contrast to Boucher. Wasn't terrible, but Precious was kind of rough seas tonight. So we'll see if we can get some good minutes out of Poeltl. I think he matches up okay with their centers. He had that big, like, 30-point game, I guess, last year, right, against them, where he just hit a billion of those little, like, 8-foot push shots.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, I don't know, he's a nice player to have.
For sure, for sure. In our 6 of our last 7 games, we have trailed the opposition by 16 or more points in the first half. In half of those games, we've come back to at least tie the game, if not win the game. What's the recipe for us offensively to maybe get us some confidence and momentum?
That's a good question. I don't know what the recipe is offensively because mismatch hunting is tough to do against this Orlando team because they've just got yeah. good defense across the board. I guess hope you don't kick the ball away and play a little sharper. If they can turn them over and get out in transition or just push off some misses, that'd be nice because, I mean, yeah, the Raptors are deadly in transition, as we know. But yeah, it's this is a good defensive team, this Magic group.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about my my top 10 teams in the league, my power rankings in my recording yesterday in Orlando were, I believe, number 8 on that list. And they're certainly showing that, you know, they're still in the hot streak right now. You had talked about getting in transition. The Raptors were outscored 17-3 on fast break points in the first half. Definitely need to turn that right around if we're going to have a chance to win this game on the road. Is it safe to say that if we lose this game to Orlando, it's a, you know, an in-season tournament game. If we lose this game, is it pretty safe to say that's the end of the in-season tournament for us?
Oh, I think so, right? Yeah, I don't think there's any chance. Any chance of winning the group's out the window at that point. And I don't think they'd be the wild card, right? For the – is it even – I guess it's split into conferences, right? Conferences and then weird little groups. But, yeah, no, I think they're cooked for Vegas if they can't pull this one out. our dreams are going to be dashed, maybe.
Okay, well, if we are able to come back, we're currently 2.5 minutes into the quarter. We just suffered a 6-0 run from Orlando. That's not good. If we're going to come back and make some magic of our own, who are you going to give the chain to? Who do you expect will get the chain at the end of the night if we're going to win this game?
I think it'll be a Pascal game if they get it going. Like, I think he'll just start picking on Franz Wagner or something like that and just abuse them. But it's not looking great right now. This might not be the San Antonio or Washington comeback.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Pascal can remember how he played in game 3 of the 2019 first round series against the Orlando Magic, where he was all NBA then in that game. It would be nice to get the victory against Orlando tonight.
That's right. Yeah, these are always grimy games against the Magic, but
And we don't even have the drama, extracurricular activities to entertain us between Aaron Gordon and Kyle Lowry.
No, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Come to my room. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Suggs and Scotty will get into something tonight.
It's possible. Suggs is feisty tonight. He's barking at everybody.
All right, man. Well, as always, appreciate the halftime chatter and hopefully the good vibes and a little bit of Pascal dominance can get the victory for us too.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, man. Have a great night. Peace.
You as well. Take care. Bye. Yeah.